Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Home Minister Amit Shah calls upon Indian industries to upscale their size and operations. President Draupadi Murmu confers National Service Scheme Awards 2021-22 at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch Sankalp Saptah, a week-long program for aspirational blocks tomorrow. World Heart Day been observed today to raise awareness on cardiovascular diseases and their prevention. At least 34 people killed and more than 100 injured in a blast in Balochistan province of Pakistan. And in Hangzhou, Asian Games, Rohan Bopanna and Rutuja Bhosle enter mixed doubles tennis final, assuring the country at least silver. India bags 2 gold, 4 silver and a bronze medal today. Home Minister Amit Shah has said the time has come for Indian industries to change their size, scale, as this is the right time. Addressing the 118th annual session of the PhD Chamber of Commerce and Industry in New Delhi today, Mr. Shah said following the G20 summit, success of Chandrayaan 3 and passage of Women's Reservation Bill, there has been an infusion of new energy in every sector. He said due to changes brought in by policies, India's moment is talked about everywhere.
आज पूरी दुनिया भारत की ओर देख रही है कई सारे इनिशिएटिव हमारे आज पूरे विश्व का मार्गदर्शन कर रहे हैं और ये 9 साल के अंदर मोदी जी ने हर क्षेत्र के अंदर भारत को बदलने का प्रयास किया है और भारत को बदलने में सफल भी रहे हैं देश के अर्थतंत्र को भी ये 9 साल में एक नई दिशा देने का और मजबूती देने का काम भारत सरकार ने किया है
Mr. Shah said, in the 100th year of India's independence, we want a country that is ahead in all sectors. He said, Make in India program was mocked earlier. Today, we are the dream destination in the production sector.
14 sector mein PLI scheme ne Make in India ke swapna ko saakar kara hai. Aaj pure vishwa ke liye, utpadan ke liye Bharat lucrative destination bana hua hai. विश्व की सारी कंपनियां जो कोई भी देश छोड़कर कहीं जाना चाहती हो तो उसकी सबसे पहली प्रायोरिटी भारत है वो हम सब के लिए बहुत सारे मौकों का निर्माण करती है
The Home Minister said in the next 10 years India will be the best destination for students across the world. Mr. Shah added that democracy is very deep rooted in the country and this has been the biggest achievement as a nation in the last 75 years. He said India has seen many changes in the last 9 years and these have been years of political stability and decisive policy. President Draupadi Murmu conferred National Service Scheme Awards 2021-22 at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. The award was given to 52 persons for their contributions in social services. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Anurag Singh Thakur and Minister of State for Youth Affairs and Sports Nishit Pramanik attended the award ceremony. Youth Affairs and Sports Ministry confers National Service Scheme Award to recognize and reward outstanding contributions towards voluntary community service. NSS is a central sector scheme which was launched in the year 1969 with the primary objective to develop the personality and character of the student and youth through voluntary community service. The ideological orientation of the NSS is inspired by the ideals of Mahatma Gandhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch a unique week-long program for aspirational blocks in New Delhi tomorrow. The program has been named as Sankalp Saptah. It is linked to the effective implementation of the aspirational blocks program, which is aimed at improving governance at the block level to enhance the quality of life of citizens. The event will witness the participation of about 3,000 panchayat and block-level people's representatives and functionaries from across the country at Bharat Mandapam in the national capital. In addition, about 2 lakh people, including block and panchayat-level functionaries and farmers, will join the program virtually. Sankalp Saptah will be observed in all the 500 aspiration blocks across 329 districts in the country from the 3rd to the 9th of next month. During the period, each day is dedicated to a specific development theme on which all aspirational blocks will work. The themes for the first 6 days include Sampurna Swastha, Suposhit Parivar, Swachhata, Krishi, Siksha and Samriddhi Divas. The last day of the week will be a celebration of the work conducted during the entire week as Sankalp Saptah Samavesh Samaro. A high-level team of the Election Commission is reaching Jaipur today to take stock of the preparations for the assembly elections in Rajasthan. The team will stay for 3 days. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, Election Commissioners Anup Chandra Pandey and Arun Goel, and top officials of the Commission will be in Jaipur till Sunday. Our correspondent reports that today the Commission would hold a meeting with the representatives of recognized political parties. It will also meet with the nodal officers of state police, income tax, excise, transport, commercial tax, and some more departments. Delhi government has announced the winter action plan to curb pollution level in the national capital. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal said pollution level has declined 30% in the city in the last 8 years due to several initiatives taken by the government. Announcing the main features of 15-point winter action plan, Mr. Kejriwal said government has identified 13 high pollution level hotspots. He added that the government has made special action plans for each hotspot, and a war room and 13 special teams have been made to keep pollution level down in these hotspots. He said bio-decomposer will be utilized in the 5,000 acres to curb the practice of stubble burning. Mr. Kejriwal informed special teams have been constituted to keep a vigil on the construction sites, and 385 teams will check vehicles, age and pollution certificate of vehicles. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today reached Gaya in the first leg of his day-long visit to Bihar. Governor Rajendra Vishwanath Arlekar and State Agriculture Minister Kumar Sarvajit welcomed the Vice President at Gaya Airport. Mr. Dhankar offered prayers and performed tarpan at the Vishnupad Temple in the ongoing Pitra Paksha Mela, which began yesterday. The Vice President is accompanied by his wife, Dr. Sudesh Dhankar. He will interact with students and faculty members of the Nalanda University in Rajgir this afternoon. The program has been organized at Sushma Swaraj Auditorium in the university. The dialogue of the Vice President with students is part of his engagement with different sections of the society across the country. This is Akashvani giving you the news for quick news updates around the clock. Follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
आइए स्वच्छता पखवाड़े में 1 अक्टूबर को एकजुट होकर 1 घंटे के लिए सुबह 10 बजे श्रमदान कर पूज्य महात्मा गांधी जी को स्वच्छ भारत की स्वच्छांजलि दें। स्वच्छता कार्यक्रम की अधिक जानकारी के लिए swachhatahiseva.com पर जाएं।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that on the 1st of October at 10 a.m, the nation will come together for a pivotal cleanliness initiative. In a social media post, he said, "A Swachh Bharat is a shared responsibility and every effort counts." He called upon everyone to join this noble endeavour to usher in a cleaner future. The Prime Minister also congratulated Uttar Pradesh on achieving a major milestone of 100% villages attaining ODF plus status under Swachh Bharat Mission Grameen Phase 2. Mr. Modi said just before Mahatma Gandhi's birth anniversary, this unprecedented achievement of Uttar Pradesh will inspire the entire country. The Madras High Court dismissed the plea for a further appeal in the Vachathi case and pronounced a final verdict today. The court upheld a judgment by the Dharmapuri District Sessions Court and ordered a compensation amount of 10 lakh rupees to 18 women who were raped in Vachathi village in Dharmapuri district on June 20, 1992. The judgment said that 5 lakh rupees in the compensation should be collected from those accused in the case. The judge recommended government jobs for all the families affected by the violence and asked the government to render assistance for the Vachathi victims to a self-employment and help them with social welfare schemes. BJP today came down heavily on Rajasthan government of the law and order situation in the state. Briefing media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Shehzad Poonawalla cited recent incidents of crime against women in the state, including the Jamwa Ramgarh and Hanumangarh, to target the Ashok Gehlot government. He alleged that Rajasthan, under Congress rule, leads in crime against women in the state, has failed to take action in such cases. He said the Chief Minister dismisses rape cases by calling them fake. Information and Broadcasting Ministry has termed the issue of corruption in the Central Board of Film Certification, CBFC, unfortunate. The corruption matter was raised by actor Vishal. In a social media post, the ministry stressed that the government has zero tolerance for corruption and strictest action will be taken against anyone found involved. In Pakistan, at least 34 people were killed and more than 100 injured in a blast in Balochistan province today. A deputy superintendent of police is also among those killed in the blast. The heavy explosion took place near a mosque in Balochistan's Mastang district, where people were gathering to mark the birth anniversary of Prophet Muhammad. The injured people have been shifted to nearby hospitals and some of them are in a critical condition. No one has claimed responsibility for the blast. This was the second major blast in the Mastang district this month. Earlier blast injured several people, including Jamiat Ulema e Islam Fazl, JUIF leader Hafiz Hamdullah. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken at the State Department in Washington. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said a wide-ranging discussion took place following up on Prime Minister Narendra Modi's June visit to the U.S. They also exchanged notes on global developments. Both sides laid the groundwork of India-U.S. 2+2 meeting, which will be happening very soon. Dr. Jaishankar began his Washington, D.C. visit with a meeting with U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. They recognized the tremendous progress in the India-U.S. bilateral relationship this year and discussed taking it forward. The External Affairs Minister also had a conversation with think tanks in Washington, D.C. and met U.S. State Representative Catherine Tai. Today is World Heart Day, the day is observed every year. On this day, today's public awareness about cardiovascular diseases, their prevention and the global impact. World Heart Day was launched by the World Heart Federation, WHF, a non-governmental organization, established in 1972 at Geneva in Switzerland. This year, the theme is Use Heart, No Heart. World Heart Day highlights the risk of tobacco use, unhealthy diets and physical inactivity, all of which cause about 80% of premature deaths from heart disease from strokes. Above all, WHF encourages a healthy heart lifestyle across the planet, which it believes to be a fundamental human right. According to World Health Organization, 17.9 million people die each year due to cardiovascular diseases globally. Meri Mati Mera Desh campaign is organized in Karnataka also as rest of India expressed heartfelt gratitude to all the brave hearts who have made the supreme sacrifice as freedom fighters, defense personnel including Central Armed Police Force and state police personnel in the line of duty. As part of the campaign, Nehru Yuva Kendra and NSS volunteers and panchayats are collecting the soil in a kalash. India has won a total of 32 medals in the Asian Games 2023 held at Hangzhou, China. These include 8 gold medals, 12 silver medals and 12 bronze medals. Indian shooter Palak Gulia secured a gold medal in the women's 10-meter air pistol event ahead of country-made Isha Singh, who won silver. Beginning its medal streak on the 6th day this morning, India won a gold and a silver in shooting. The gold came in the men's rifle 3P team event, featuring the trio of Aishwarya Pratap Singh Tomar, Swapnil Kusale and Akhil Shoran. Earlier, Isha Singh, Palak and Divya grabbed a silver medal in the women's 10-meter air pistol team event. In tennis mixed doubles pair, Rutuja Bhosle and Rohan Bopanna proceeded to the finals and also assured a silver after 2-1 victory over the Chinese Taipei in the semi-final, while the India's tennis duo of Ramkumar Ramanathan and Saket Maineni in the men's doubles category lost to Chinese Taipei and settled for the silver medal. Indian women's squash team bagged a bronze after losing 1-2 to Hong Kong, China. In the women's table tennis, Manika Batra advanced to the quarterfinals with a 4-2 win over Sutasini of Thailand. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Home Minister Amit Shah calls upon Indian industries to upscale their science and operations. President Draupadi Munmu confers National Service Scheme Awards 2021-22 at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch Sankalp Saptah, a week-long program for aspirational blocks tomorrow. At least 34 people killed and more than 100 injured in a blast in Balochistan province of Pakistan. World Heart Day been observed today to raise awareness on cardiovascular diseases and the prevention. And in Hangzhou Asian Games, Rohan Bopanna and Rutuja Bhosle enter mixed doubles tennis final, assuring the country at least silver. India bags 2 gold, 4 silver and a bronze medal today. And with that, we end the Midday News.